Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, we are halfway home on a Monday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great to be here with you this morning. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Rindel, the executive producer. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. And lest anyone think we forgot, wasn't just some off-the-cuff bit that we did. I don't like this, but it has to be done. Paulie, if you would, you may remember we talked about it last week, and I'm trying to remember how we got into it as the payoff for a bet on our college or our pro football pick'em.
Oh,
but the loser was going to have to wear a mesh shirt for an hour.
Right said Ben.
It was right said Ben. That's exactly right. You did
it was my voice.
I'm too sexy. Yes. And I laughed at the video because he has that mesh shirt on. And I thought, man, what a terrible, terrible thing to have to wear.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
I will never forget that as long as I live. And so I went last week and I went to Amazon. And of course, they had a mesh shirt there. And I bought one. And I had it delivered yesterday to the house. And I...
on the catwalk, yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk.
My voice does sound better.
It's definitely better than it was last week. For sure. In typical Woods fashion, I make the bets on the air, and I forget who I picked. So I literally was like, I think I was on the Packers in 9.5. I don't remember. I know I lost that one. But, Paulie, if you could give us an update on where everybody stands, that'd be great.
We were all on the same page on the first game, Chargers and Texans. We all lost that one.
Okay.
We go to, Pittsburgh and Baltimore on Saturday night. The Ravens were covering 9.5 points was the spread there. Woods and Paul picked Baltimore.
Oh, I thought I picked the...
Benny picked the Steelers.
No, I knew I took the Steelers, and I regretted that. I regretted that almost before the kickoff.
Okay.
So that's the first...
I was down early, I know.
Okay. We all picked Buffalo to win.
All right, got that one.
Cover 8.5 points. Eagles and Packers. Philly was covering 4.5 points.
I got that one. I had Eagles.
I had Eagles as well.
I had Packers. Oh.
Uh-oh, now it's interesting.
Tied.
Yeah. Between you guys. Now, at that point... I was already safe. I had 3 correct picks. You each had 2.
Okay.
I was already safe because we all picked Minnesota tonight.
Correct.
So nothing can change.
So the winner is crowned, the loser is crowned today.
It came down to the Commanders-Bucks, the final game last night, Sunday Night Football. Tampa Bay -3 was the line.
They were up by 4. I was riding with Baker Mayfield. They had the ball. And they decided that they forgot their snap timing and could not hand the ball off.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was very frustrating.
So
very frustrating.
Ben and I both picked Tampa Bay.
Oh.
Woodsy picked Washington +3, and Woodsy got the win. So now Woods and I each have 3 points, 3 correct picks over the weekend. possible four, I guess, if Minnesota wins tonight. Ben, though, the most he can get.
I'm going to give you guys a chance. If you would like to change your pick tonight.
No.
If you feel like you may want to go with the Rams, I'm going to give you that opportunity right now. One time only.
I'm going to pass, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to step behind. I'll take the... To step behind that partition there and go ahead and put... I brought it. It's very tight. It's a large.
A large. I haven't worn a large in a long time.
So on the catwalk.
I did think.
I shake my little tush on the catwalk.
You're going to get to shake your little tush for all of us for the next hour in this.
I wasn't prepared for this. I thought this was going to be on Tuesday. I knew if I was going to lose, I'd want to perhaps prepare with some personal grooming of sorts.
Like what?
You know, I was going to buy one of those maybe like body hair trimmers or something. I don't have a great chest for public display.
Yeah, none of us do, which is why this is a horrible and awesome
bet. Great
bad
idea. It was a bad idea. It seemed like a better idea when I just assumed it would be you or maybe Paul who would be wearing this.
You didn't.
I have a reputation to uphold in San Diego.
It's going to take a hit today. All right, so
Satan's Blowfish, does he get to cop out with an undershirt?
No.
Absolutely not.
No. I might have modeled it yesterday.
Oh, you sent us a picture.
And I sent you guys a picture. You can post the picture, but mine's only going to be up for a second. You feel free to post the picture when you want.
It's not good.
But if you could step back behind the partition, and then you can emerge. If you're not on YouTube right now, I'm very sorry. I'm very, very sorry.
You got about
sorry.
2 minutes to
go to YouTube on your phone. Can I at least, is there any chance?
Yeah,
I will pay it off. I made the bet. I'm not going to welch.
$1,000 each, I'll let you out of it.
No. Is there any chance, though, that we cannot maybe like share this video?
I promise you, I will not share it.
I will not repurpose this. I can't speak for our tier ones. Though.
Can I ask all the tier ones out there for a favor?
Sure.
You can ask them. This is live, one time only.
1 hour.
You know
only.
How things on the internet never die?
Correct.
This dies quickly.
Yeah.
We've never seen from again. This is not something you want to keep around and make memes or, you know, gifts out of.
Right.
None of that, please.
No, none of that will happen. Our audience is they hate doing things like that. They hate it.
Exactly.
Curtis says you have his word. So there's one. There's one guy.
All right. So it's Curtis. I got Curtis. I got your word.
If you would step behind the partition.
There's the picture that Wood sent.
Where is it?
No. It's not good.
It's not good at all.
There you go. I can see a lot of nip.
There's so much nip. Look at that. That's man style. So, Paulie, my reasoning, you might ask, hey, we're all bigger guys. Why did you get a large? It wasn't to be a jerk. I thought they were stretchy, really, really stretchy.
That's a fair assumption.
I thought it was stretchy, so I thought, all right, an XL may drape off of us. I wanted it to be.
You showed it to me this morning, and I was like pulling. I'm like, yeah, there's no give here.
There's not a lot of give. I mean, I'm looking back right now. He's struggling to get it on.
Oh, boy.
Oh, actually, it fits pretty well. Oh,
how do you feel, Ben?
This is the worst.
He is not having a good time right now.
Let's see. All right. So here he comes. That is.
Oh, my God.
It's initial thoughts.
Oh, my God.
I feel a little encased like a freshly sausaged meat product.
You want to put the camera down on your bottom. He has it up in the air.
So nobody can see that. Keep going.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
I broke the camera. How sad.
Here, Paulie, turn your
I'll figure it out. There we go.
You can't.
There we go.
How do you feel it in that shirt? Do you feel good?
Do you feel cold, sexy a little bit? All right. Are we good?
You feel sexy a little bit? Play the song, too, Paulie, while we put the camera down.
Sexy my shirt.
Is he on?
Too sexy for
is it
my
on
shirt.
There?
So sexy it hurts.
Yeah, it does hurt.
And I'm too Chakes sexy a little. For Milan. Too sexy for
oh my
Milan,
God.
New York, and Japan.
Can we agree?
Let's just say I'm very glad that I'm post SDFatLoss.com. And not pre SDFatLoss.com.
You actually look pretty hot, dude.
So tight.
It's so tight.
So tight.
That is so good. You look good in it. Dare I say, take your glasses off.
Yeah, on the catwalk.
All right, that's
on the catwalk. Yeah, I. My
that is unbelievable. Do you feel? Is there any
exposed? Is the word?
Do you feel sexy at all? Do you feel sexy at all?
A little bit, actually.
Yeah, you kind of do. I had it on yesterday, and I didn't wear it in front of my kids. I didn't, they've already been damaged.
Everyone say, bro, it doesn't look that bad.
This is you can't believe how much I'm sucking it in right now, though. I don't know that I can do this for. We said 1 hour, right? So can. Like until 9 o'clock, does this count? This segment counts for this hour.
You look good. Oh, it's God. If this isn't a testament to SD fat loss, I don't know what right. is. But that is a fashion choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a choice.
You look it's way better. I don't see hairs or anything sticking through, so I think that's you're good.
I mean, maybe that was the design of the mesh shirt.
He's like shimmying back and forth.
It covers just enough to leave a little bit to the imagination, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'll just add this to the repertoire.
Yeah, it's yours if you want it. It kind of does.
Can you move at all? How tight is it?
It lifts your pecs up, so it looks like you have pecs.
It does. It is very supporting.
It looks good.
It's got a little bit of a kind of a bra feature here.
It looks good. Well, I mean, listen, bets suck, man. When you have to pay off a bet, it's not the best thing ever. This is incredible.
I should have picked the Ravens. That was dumb.
He has a...
I'm okay with my Bucks pick. I felt good about the Bucks,
and they should have won that game.
And they should have won that game. The picking the Steelers, that was dumb. That was my bad. And if that's why I deserve this, that's why I deserve this. That was a bad pick by me.
Nick's just been lost on purpose. It's really good. That's a good payoff.
Yeah.
See, you're seeing it a lot right now. Fantasy football season's ending. I saw it over the weekend. A thousand people tweeting about their payoffs. I got to do a shot, knocks off an hour. A waffle at Waffle House knocks off an hour. I got to be here 24 hours. This is better than that.
That's better than
at least
that.
You don't have to eat waffles or drink whiskey for 12 hours or something. But
all right, well, for the first time in Take on Woods history, I will be hosting in a mesh shirt in our next segment.
That looks good.
But we need a contestant to call in 833-288-0973 if you want to try to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas and Take on Woods in our first musical trivia challenge of the week. Call in now, and we will play our game, and then we'll get into the NFC games from the weekend and some college football and more as our hour rolls on after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man.
One of my favorites. And you know, if I lost, I would have worn it.
I do know that. You know that. Always follow through.
Always.
Sometimes to your own detriment.
Correct.
But you always follow through.
You know I would have done it.
That's why I try to be more careful about the bets that we make.
That's
because
true.
We do actually follow through on them.
I think
it's important to us.
I think your ego might have gotten the best of you.
I did. Well, yeah, you're right. But you and Paulie do a lot more against the spread.
Yeah.
Selections, as it were, than I do. That's a little different. I just pick winners generally. The spread tends to add another element, although can't say it made any difference in the picks that I made.
No, not really.
You know, Commanders won straight up. Didn't even need the spread to cover. They won that game fair and square. And I am fair and square in the mesh shirt.
Now, did you
zoom in your camera on purpose? Or is it
I didn't.
Because I like it kind of zoomed out a little bit and get the whole package, as it were. The solo screen is the top. You know, the funny thing is, I would love you if you wore that every day. But I'm not used to it
yet. I will say, however, the camera is set up right now, this is Ben and Wood's graphic, is very strategically placed
over your nipples,
the naughty bits.
Right,
yes.
Let's change that.
Yeah, you can move that. Put it over our eyes if you wanted to.
That is...
Nope, there we go.
There it is.
It looks like you have huge, defined pecs.
Yeah.
It really...
Like all you do,
it's always been
bench.
My dream.
I know, mine too. And it tightens it up, and it like looks like you have really... You look like Captain America right now, for real, in a mesh shirt, but which is fine.
I've always wanted them, never really had them.
Well, you
until
have them now.
Today.
Today.
Thank you, mesh shirt.
Today dance? You have it.
All right. Shall we play a little take on Woods?
Sure.
All right. I see some contestants on the line. Let's get to it. It's time for our game.
It's time for Take on Woods. Take on Woods.
All right, it is time to try to qualify another listener for a getaway to Las Vegas. And I'm going to go to our phone board here. And I see David. Are you there? David.
Good morning, guys.
Let's speak up a little bit. Let me make sure your phone is working.
Yes, good morning.
All right, there I got you. I got you good. Okay. We got 5 questions of musical trivia. If you can beat or tie Woods, we will put you into the drawing for our grand prize, which is a 2-night stay at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. 2 tickets to see the Scorpions and a $100 gas card. Check out the Scorpions returning 60 years. Scorpions Las Vegas residency show live February 27th to March 11th. The PH Live at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. CatWalkYeahI.com. Now, normally you get a big advantage by picking the category. I will say I have now two mystery categories in there because people avoid them so often. So we'll call it Mystery Category A and Mystery Category B. Each one of those, the two-second song, will give you the clue as to the rest of the category. The other one is called All In, and it is five song titles that begin with the word all. And it's an all two-second song category. So you got either two mystery categories or all in. David, what would you like to play?
Let's go to the mystery category.
All right, we will go with the mystery category A. Yeah, number 21 on your chart there, Paulie. All right, today's mystery category should be pretty simple. If you can get our two-second song, the title of which will be the first word of the rest of the song titles. All right, so if you get that one, that'll help you out a lot. I do think you can figure this out, though. You'll have 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, say pass. We can come back to it if there's time left on the clock. And again, to score the point on the two-second song, you need to give me the title, one-word title, and the artist to score that point. David, are you ready to play?
I'm ready, guys.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock in the mystery category. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, David. Let's take on Woods. Pass. All right. Which 1987 song by the group Inner Circle became the TV theme for the show Cops?
Bad Boy.
Correct. Which signature hit from Jim Croce includes the line, meaner than a junkyard dog?
Bad Boy Brown.
Correct. Taylor Swift released a remix version with Kendrick Lamar of which 2014 hit from her album 1989?
Pass.
VH1 named which hit from the debut album of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts as one of the top 30 hard rock songs of all time?
Yeah, rock and roll.
That's incorrect. Go back to the first song. You should know the title by now.
God. 10 seconds.
All right, time is up. You got two there, Bad Boys and Bad Bad Leroy Brown. Now, if you know, I told you that the first word was the song title, which means that song title had to be
Bad,
which it was Bad by Michael Jackson. The other two were Bad Blood by Taylor Swift and Bad Reputation by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. So two is your score. Hang on the line, David. We'll bring Woods back in. We'll put 60 seconds back on the clock. Your time begins
very comfortable.
Your time begins with Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on David.
Pass.
Which 1987 song by the group Inner Circle became the theme for the TV show Cops?
Bad Boys?
Correct. Which signature hit from Jim Croce includes the line, meaner than a junkyard dog?
Bad Leroy Brown. Baddest man in the whole damn town.
Bad, bad Leroy bad, Brown. Bad Leroy. Taylor Swift released a remix version with Kendrick Lamar, of which 2014 hit from her album 1989.
Bad Blood.
Correct. VH1 named which hit from the debut album of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts is one of the
bad
top...
Bad Reputation.
Correct. Go back to our two-second song.
Oh, Michael Jackson, Bad.
Bad. There you go. And ooh, that is a 4.5. It's Bad, Bad Leroy Brown.
Oh, Bad, Bad
is
Leroy
is what
Brown.
The title is, which is one of the ones that David got. You got Bad Boys, but you're a 4-2 winner officially today.
Take it.
In a mystery category. David, thank you for playing. Woods figured it out, though. Sussed it out on the mystery category.
It is weird that you're doing the category. What was the category? Bad Boys?
It was a mystery category, Bad, and then everything started with Bad.
As you
that.
Wear that mesh shirt.
Bad I'm, Boy Ben. I'm bad.
You're Bad Boy
There's
Ben.
There's nothing inherently bad about a mesh shirt. Don't value judge.
Like...
It could be people just don't like a lot of air and just like...
They don't like a lot of air?
They want to feel a lot of air. On their skin? Just like fresh, get some fresh air on their skin.
Yeah.
There could be medical reasons why you'd want to wear a mesh shirt.
Can you see yourself wearing that around, you know, walking around Encinitas on a hot summer day?
It's possible.
Now, they say, you know, it's one of your favorite parts about playing golf at Goat Hill is you don't have to dress all stodgy with slacks and the collared shirt. You can wear a t-shirt. You can wear a mesh shirt.
Ooh, that's the next
bit. Yeah. This particular mesh shirt, I would not be able to get my arms over my head to
get
finish
a good
golf
swing.
I'm about here as far as I can go.
You could putt really well.
I could putt, yeah. Yeah. It'd be nice and
tight.
Constricting.
Constricted.
Keep my stroke right in line.
Settle down over there. Talking about in that shirt. Did he just say he gets to keep his stroke in line?
Yeah, there
he's wearing that shirt.
All right, we will take a little time out. When we come back, let's get into those NFC games. And the one good one from last night, obviously some trauma at the end. First, though, Woods is going to tell us about Loan Pronto.
Yes, sir. My friends, if you are a homeowner, do not go through another year with all that high interest debt. Use Loan Pronto to wipe it all out now. A rapid equity loan makes it easy to pay off all your credit cards, tackle the 2025 home improvement project, get cash in your pocket fast, no appraisals, no paperwork, no waiting. Their AI-driven technology gets you approved and funded in as little as a day. Low fixed rates, lightning fast transfers, you can do it too. Consolidate your debt, improve your home, take control of your finances in 2025. Imagine this time next week. Imagine getting Roki Sasaki this time next week. Also, you could be credit card debt by next Monday. How about that? Don't wait. Call Loan Pronto now, 619-207-4336, or go to loanpronto.com. Get your free quote now with no hard credit pull. That's very important. 619-207-4336 or loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781. Subject to lender approval, NMLSconsumerAccess.org.
My requested wishes to keep this off the internet seem to have been ignored.
I think it fell on deaf ears.
Yes. If you're just joining us, I am paying off our NFL wildcard round pick'em segment from last week. I finished one pick behind both Woodsy and Paul. Regardless of what happens tonight, we all have the Vikings.
Yes.
And I have to wear a right said Fred, I'm too sexy mesh shirt for the rest of the hour. So, hence... Ben,
I am too sexy for my cat.
You did this, by the way. Had you never gone outside of your comfort zone and did a bit on your own, I never would have thought of this.
Fair enough.
That's a good point.
Fair enough.
You kind of walked yourself right into
this. Here we are.
You did.
So it makes sense that, you know, we're talking about the NFL playoffs right now and my failure, as it were. I want to get to the NFC games in the NFC playoffs. And you had the first one yesterday, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Green Bay Packers. Wasn't the most scintillating game ever. The game started with the Packers taking the opening kick and fumbling.
So I saw, you know, we all saw this.
Yes.
They recovered this.
It definitely felt like the Packers ended up with a football. So why is it that the Eagles had the football?
Get the ball at the 50 or whatever. Like, to start the game, all the momentum swings in their favor. I mean, I watched the replay 25 times, and I go, like, I don't see how he lost that ball.
You wonder why on earth do they always do that giant big scrum after a fumble.
That's
why
they do it.
There's a big pile, and everyone's jumping in there. So this one time in a million that no one sees the fact that someone stole the ball away under
the ground
pile
after
the
play is
long over. Remember, once they're down, and so the instant they're down and they're holding on to that ball, the play is technically over.
Right.
But if no one can see the fact that you're down under that pile and have the ball, well, they'll just keep fighting and, you know, until someone emerges with the ball. And, you know, possession is 9/10 of the law. So when an Eagles player runs out with it, it's like, oh, I guess he must have recovered, even though it really looked like he was down, had the ball, the Packers guy, and it should have just been Green Bay 1st and 10. So Eagles capitalized 3 plays later. Jalen Hurts throws a touchdown pass, and, you know, Philly never trails the rest of the game.
Just like that.
It's a big moment.
Huge,
a huge moment.
Huge moment. But Philly looked good, man. Saquon Barkley is what a pickup. You're seeing again. It's so funny, too, because we always talk about, like, the devaluation of running backs, right, in the NFL, until the clock strikes playoff time. And you better make sure you have a good one. The first thing you want to do as a playoff team is establish the run. They all did it. They all tried to do it, every single team. I think you see it in college football as well. Everyone is trying to establish the run, but nobody wants to pay for a running back anymore. It's the most ass end makes no sense thing in professional sports.
It's funny because you watch the games this weekend, and they actually didn't bear a lot of resemblance to regular season games.
No.
I'm not saying NFL players are not soft. Don't get me wrong. It's a tough game no matter what. But you could tell that they were playing with more physicality and intensity. Just the fact that, you know, it was the Ravens ran an entire drive, 13 plays. We're just running it.
Yeah.
And there's no thought of, hey, let's save some wear and tear on our running back and our quarterback anymore. You're in the playoffs.
This is it.
It's effective. They're just going to stick with it. And you saw, you know, with that with Derrick Henry. You saw that with Saquon Barkley. You saw it even with the tight ends and Dallas Goedert, his touchdown. I mean, fighting his way down the sideline, stiff arming, pushing, and just battling. There was an extra level of intensity.
Yeah, it's the playoffs.
That you could
it's
see
crazy.
It was ramped up for sure this weekend.
You know, you see it in basketball. You see it in baseball. How about the defense in March Madness? Now, again, it's just a perfect example of why you can't play 162 games with your hair on fire. You just can't. You will burn out. You will get hurt. It will not happen. You can't do it in football either. If it's week six and you have an opportunity, Ben, to drop your helmet and get an extra yard or go out of bounds, you're going to go out of bounds because you're preserving yourself for the greater good, which is, of course, the playoffs. But again, I find it so interesting that every one of these teams is like, really heavily relying on a running back, but nobody wants to pay for a good running back anymore. Very few teams want to.
So the Eagles were ahead 22-10, trying to close out the game, fourth quarter late, driving, getting the first down. They hand it to Saquon Barkley, and he emerges out of a giant hole with nothing but daylight ahead of him. Seemingly could have run all the way for a touchdown to make it 29-10, but took the knee, slid down, and allowed the Eagles to just run out the clock as opposed to giving the ball back. Technically, probably the smart thing to do. Tom Brady on the broadcast said, I don't know that I would have been quite so
a heady
team thinking in that situation. He could have touchdown. The reason why it was so talked about is that no player in the betting markets of the who's going to score a touchdown had more money on them this weekend to score a touchdown than Saquon Barkley.
Anytime touchdown.
The anytime touchdown prop bet. Saquon Barkley had the most money on him in Vegas this weekend. So there were a lot of people who were not that happy to see Saquon take the slide there as opposed to going to the house
and
cashing all those tickets.
And again, the logic behind it is that you don't want your... You don't want the defense to have to come back out and them running plays to try to score and potentially get somebody to hurt.
Guaranteeing the win, I guess.
You just guarantee
it.
Then
you just take one snap and take a knee. If they're up 29-10, it's a 3-score game and there's like 40 seconds
left. You're
done. You've won either way. The Packers are probably just going
to keep the ball in your hands. Defense doesn't have to come back out.
It's like taking a knee instead of just handing it off and running it. Like, he probably won't fumble if we just ran it.
It guarantees, like Satan says, it guarantees the win.
The win was guaranteed.
The win was guaranteed. They're going to win that.
I will point out two things. There is a chance. There was one, I think, DB, who was he was behind him, but he was coming to the right. And they get caught from behind. Even the fast running backs get caught from behind by those DBs. So he might not have made it all the way. I will say, though, I mean, there's history involved. You know, you don't get that many. How many playoff games has Saquon Barkley had in his career? None. Was that his first one? I think it was first one after he finally left the Giants. Is that true?
That's a smart move.
And
it's a smart move,
but you also have limited time to rack up playoff statistics.
Yeah.
I would have taken the touchdown if I was Saquon Barkley
100%
in that situation.
100%.
He played in two games with the Giants.
He did play in two.
In 2022.
All right.
Any touchdowns?
Two.
All right.
So he's
had three.
He's been there before.
Could have had three. He'll have a chance, though, next week to add to the
touchdown list. It's a heady play. It's a very heady play on his. But again, I did not know that he was the most bet.
Most bet.
Andy in the chat says, I'm doing construction on my house right now. My contractor just showed up saying, did you see Ben? That's so good, dude. That is so good, man. That is so good. Yeah, making the rounds today.
I'm glad I can give everybody something to talk about today on a Monday.
That's right. We needed a laugh on a Monday.
Yeah. All right. The other game,
Andy,
we talked a little bit about it. The Washington Commanders had not won a playoff game since the 2005 season, so nearly 20 years. until they won last night 23-20, a back and forth battle against the Tampa Bay Bucks. Talked about the mistakes that cost Tampa Bay a couple of fumbles,
the Jets
bad
sweep.
Timing. You know, they could have won that game. The Tampa had that one in their hands, kind of let it get away. But also credit to Jaden Daniels in his, you know, first playoff game and what kind
of
season
fun to watch, man.
He's had. You know, he's able to hurt you in multiple ways. And I thought the key at the end of the game. So it's 20-20.
What a play.
And, you know, Washington has a chance to drive down the field, but they also want to bleed the clock.
Correct.
And Tampa's using their timeouts. And it comes down to a 3rd and 1. There's like a minute left, and Tampa has 1 timeout. So if they don't get the first down, at the very least, Tampa's going to call timeout, and they're going to have 45, 50 seconds to go down and maybe match the field goal, send it to overtime. The game's definitely not over if they stop them. And Daniels keeps it, rolls to his right. And
Shotgun, 3rd and 1.
Yeah,
picks,
you know.
Defender's right in his face.
I mean, so I don't know who it was. Had him in his arms.
Puts a move on him.
Like
yep.
He was a ghost. Just disappeared out of his arms.
So slick.
Got
dude.
The first down, and they were able to then
bleed more.
Bleed the rest of the clock, and then kick the field goal. But keep in mind, who is it? Zane Gonzalez or Zach Gonzalez, whatever his name is, the kicker. Had he not gotten those extra, 4 or 5 yards, and had the same kick that he did, that's not good, because he hit the upright and bounced it through. Any, 1 yard further, and that's a miss. That's a miss, and they're going to overtime. So that play was not just important in bleeding the clock, but they needed every inch to keep that field goal between the uprights and give the Commanders the win.
Yeah, it felt... You know, inevitable when it hit and went through. I just went, oh my God, man! The Washington Commanders, all the crap they've been through the last few years. What Dan Quinn's done coming in, they were talking about on the broadcast last night. You know, completely flipped the culture in that clubhouse, in that organization. For them to go on the road like that and get a win like that was so massive and impressive. And Daniels is the real deal, man. He is a fun dude to watch.
So they've got the real tough test of now having to go to Detroit.
Yep.
To take on the rested 1 seed, the Lions, next Saturday in the evening game at 5 o'clock. But I think it's kind of house money for the Commanders now.
Big time.
Great season. Surprise to everyone. A playoff win. You can't take anything away from them. They've had a very successful year. So they should be coming into that game fairly loose. And while Detroit is, 8.5-point favorites, they're still that, you know, they're still a battered Detroit team. They're not.
The defense is.
They're not healthy.
Yep.
And I think Jaden Daniels could be a problem.
Yep.
I'm not ready to call upset necessarily.
Maybe assless chaps next week since we've already done the mesh shirts.
But I'm not thinking that Washington doesn't have a chance in this game.
M.M. McKee says, the Washington kicker was giving me anxiety when he kept rubbing his head. Yeah, he suffers from obsessive compulsive disorder.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
He was doing his untying his shoe and retying it and untying
and
retying
it. Messing with his sock.
Yeah.
Yeah, so listen, I'm married to somebody with obsessive compulsive disorder. Hers doesn't manifest itself like that. She's not locking and unlocking the door 15 times. She doesn't do the hair smooth. I mean, but you see it and you're like, oh my gosh, man, this guy, it's his routine. It's what he has to do to get himself in a mental place to be able to kick a football through the uprights, Ben. And it's jarring to watch. I mean, and of course people making fun of him and whatever else, but it's a bit of a prison to live in. I mean, straight up, it is a prison to live in. I have to do these things to get myself right and ready to go. And I feel for the guy. I really do. I thought the same thing everybody did. I'm like, what are you, bro? Your hair is fine. You don't even have much hair. Stop. And then I go, oh, he's got it.
Our colleague Crisello has talked about it before as well.
It's tough,
suffers
man.
From that. Just the quirks that he has to do to get ready and everything.
To get ready for things.
Definitely. But, you know, he made the kick. You know, it's either good or it's not good. It's a black and white
black
situation.
And white.
In the history books, it's right down the middle. So Washington gets the win. We're left with 1 more game tonight. We can talk about tonight's matchup and maybe even get into the college football game
on
Friday night right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, 1 more wild card game tonight. Of course, it's the one that was moved from SoFi Stadium to State Farm Stadium in Glendale.
Ironic.
It is the Vikings against the Rams. The Vikings have moved to an even bigger favorite after, obviously, they were going to be on the road, and now it's a neutral site. Although I saw that they have sold out that stadium. I don't know if it's a majority Rams fans or more Vikings fans were able to get in the door and who lives in Arizona, but pretty impressive that, what was it, 3 days after they announced the game is being moved, that they're going to sell out the stadium tonight for a wild card NFL playoff game in Arizona.
Yeah, the irony's not lost on people that it's State Farm Stadium as well, and they had
insurances. It's also where they moved a Chargers game back in 2007 when wildfires prevented them from using Qualcomm. They were using it as kind of an emergency evacuation shelter, and the Chargers went and played a game in Arizona that day as well. Minnesota now 2.5-point favorite.
It's come up a little bit.
Yeah, I think they were 1-point favorites. They're now 2.5-point favorites. You know, they're coming off that loss to Detroit in the season finale, but I guess the big question is Sam Darnold. You know, who shows up for the game tonight?
I mean, he really had such a really good and complete season until he didn't. And so if all you're basing your whether you're a fan or hell, whether you're Sam Darnold, like, it wasn't like there was this tremendous amount of pressure on him in the last game. He was just missing throws, like shanky. Like he had the yips. That's the last game you played. It didn't go well. How do you go in tonight and you're like, we flush that and we move on that first throw where he's got some time to step back in the pocket and sling one, you know, 8 yards to a wide receiver. How does he know he's not going to airmail it?
Looked like Sam Darnold for his whole career.
Correct.
Minus the 16 previous games of this year.
It's nuts, man. One game.
Has he figured it out?
Right.
Or is he just been getting is really he in the right, lucky?
It's all of it. Is he in the right system? I don't think you can get lucky and win as many games as they want.
I agree.
It's beyond luck, right? You figured something out. You're in the right scheme.
You don't luck into 14-3.
No. Oh. You luck into a win, maybe two.
I do think, though.
But it's I'm so fascinated to watch tonight to go, like, all right, if you're O'Connell, he throws first down. First play of the game, you got to have him throw. Just get it out of the way. For period.
Personally, it feels to me like they still have Minnesota has the better team.
Yes.
That even they can withstand another Sam Darnold-esque game from Sam Darnold. You know what I mean? Like, if he really this is who he is, I think they can withhold that or withstand that because they have the better team.
Maybe.
I mean, I certainly think you feel
on a neutral
side. You feel like you can trust Matthew Stafford.
Yes.
Won a Super Bowl. He's been in, you know, playoff situations like this before.
They've got playmakers.
You don't know if you can trust Sam Darnold in this situation. I think the other intriguing thing about this game, of course, Kevin O'Connell, the coach of the Vikings, is from the Sean McVay coaching tree, mm-hmm. was his offensive coordinator for the Super Bowl Rams just a few seasons ago. So you figure Sean McVay should know all of Kevin O'Connell's tricks and vice versa,
yes.
which adds that next kind of level of poker to a football game. Do you go with what works and what you've practiced, but you also know that the other team is going to be very ready for it? Or do you go against your own character and do things differently and risk, you know, not being yourself, but catch the other team by surprise a little bit tonight with some of your calls?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game. The more I talk about it, the more I think about it, I may go, well, the Rams getting 2.5?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to bet against your guy because I know you like your guy. And I know I think I went with Minnesota for our pick'em, but if I'm putting my actual money down, then the Rams seem like a pretty decent pick.
The extra point and a half definitely helps.
It helps
a little bit
it
on
helps.
The Rams. But I've just got to feel like, again, you don't luck into 14.
You don't. And one, you can have an outlier bad game. It happens. But, you know, the confidence could be rattled. It's got to get in your head, man. You just could not land a throw in the last game and just airmailing balls. And you had time and all that. So we'll see, man. We'll see what happens.
C313 in the chat says, what in the world is Ben wearing? Is he shopping in his local adult bookstore?
Yes, but that's not why he's wearing that.
I've never been in an adult bookstore.
So I drove by. I was going to a Seals game a couple weeks ago. And as you know, down in the sports arena area, I was at the light, and there's that massive adult superstore. And I saw a guy walk out of it. And I thought to myself, do you not have the internet? Number one. Number two, what's in there? Number three, I would like to interview him and find out, hey, man, it's Saturday night. It's about 5:30. You're walking out of an adult superstore on Marina. What did you do in there? And what?
Maybe he bought something for his wife.
He was empty-handed.
Oh.
He did not have a bag.
Oh, maybe he just didn't see what he was looking for.
Are there...
Window shopping.
Maybe. Do they have the... Now, I don't know what's in there, so if anybody knows, let me know. Is that a place where you could go and do...
Shouldn't be. Not legally.
I think it is.
Not legally.
It's...
No.
I don't think
I want to know, do people actually buy books at an adult bookstore? Like, I am looking for a good racy paperback. I mean, is that something that people look for at an adult bookstore?
Canadian Mounted was the one from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles that John Candy was reading. Canadian Mounted.
If you actually went into an adult bookstore, would there be a section of adult books that you could, like, you know, peruse?
Yes, okay. I think so. Now,
adult, Lady Chatterley's Lover.
Adult superstore, is it...
What the hell?
Items like... Like that we bought you?
Yeah, marital aids and
okay,
such.
Things
I
like
would
that.
Think, yes.
It says adult
marital
bookstore.
Aids.
So I don't... But I did. I watched him walk out and I thought to myself, what are you doing here? Why are you here?
All right, can I be freed from the mesh shirt? Is my hour up?
You got like 6 minutes.
You want me to go the entire
like 8:05.
Hour?
8:05.
Yeah, like 8:05.
Then I'll have to change in mid-segment.
We can go behind the partition again.
All right, fine. We've got our final hour, Ryan will report.
Good.
Aztecs tickets to give away as well. And your last 5 minutes to enjoy me in the mesh shirt coming up on 97.3 The Fan.